Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalo Rada Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better nobody. Strictly wicked motherfucker.
Yeah.
Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rada Radio. Bringing Douglas where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we scared of shit. Bringing Douglas where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we scared of shit. Off the wickedness that keep it realistic. This and teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, super more in its finest form. The darkest fucking rain, I get mad through rainstorms. Slashing guns and chopping something, turn a prime with you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches with the wicked shit we spitting. Wicked bridges, those are bitches, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's top elite, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real stealth. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing darkness where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing darkness where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rada Radio. I am your host, Havoc, your co-host, Kato G. We'll be here when we get here. We got nobody with us, so we're going to go on a nice long trek. This is SKR Slaughterhouse from Satanic, Razakel, Stitchmouth, Bloodshot, Concrete.
Churches, raping virgins, this the SKR Slaughterhouse.
your house goes a dirty.
And bloody is preferably my best. I like to choke and snap pretty girly girls' neck, and I do it for the love of real wicked shit. Let's take a trip to my motherfucking slaughterhouse. I'ma show you what this wicked bitch is all about. You're knocked out cause you run your mouth, acting like a big girl, but all I hear is blood gurgling sounds. And now I make an incision from her lip to her chin, down her neck between her tips and to the tip of her clit. Then I open up her carcass and I take a few licks, then remove all of her insides like an abortionist. You know who this is? The one and only wicked bitch, queen of the sick. Bitches wish they could be like this. In the name of the beast, I increase the deceased. And if you want a piece of slaughterhouse, is where you'll find me.
Try to act up, I'll have your baby with a slit throat drowning in the bathtub. Now if I kill them instinct, would Jesus give a fuck? Cock the 45, blow the fetus out the gut. With one kick from my slaughter, I rip shit through the bitch and the shit gives me a hard on. Cause I ain't killed in a long while. Reenact the devil's rejects, two clips out. When the clock strikes three, load the strap for the killing. Rip a hook through his back and hang his ass from the ceiling. And if the bitch shouts, fuck her up the gut with a gun till it's bloody. But shove the motherfucker in the mouth. Now listen to the demons when they cry, shot me in the face, but she's bleeding from her eyes.
Show them how you kick it ass to your side.
Yeah, watch in the bag, don't look inside. Good up brain, just some human eyes. I'm the butcher, Sonic King status. All my homies throw bloodshot, be a savage. Steal the letters, get them off, or be beheaded. Live forever in the dark. I'm a creeper claw to the deepest depths of Hades. Bring back the devil, brainwash your babies. Insane is a must when you live with the devil. Then the devil be trusted. Your soul, I crush. Sledgehammer to your face.
kill. Dismount, and now welcome me. Bloodshot, I come creep. You know what this means, right, motherfuckers?
Make a statement, we bustin', spittin' round. Urban myths, let 'em know this, we come. coming to get it now.
Rockin' the stage, getting the crowd. Some of the same who's making sound.
Cause they're serving men. Rappers, tear it up and put it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Urban Myth Records 2013. Sinister, Decal, Vicious Dialect, Lost Logic, and all the way from SoCal to Atlanta, GA, we're welcoming back Sick'em, aka Skinny Sick. www.urbanmythrecords.net.
I got a brand new fucking track to play for you. This is the second release of my boy Mad Max's forthcoming album, Kaleidoscope. This is D.O.A. Dying on Acid.
Thank you. flourish of a tense strip in his mouth and tape it shut. I know I've had a lot of demons inside of me all of my life, but now I'm feeling like they're really waking up. All y'all are fake, y'all say it's fuck. You bet you vomit if you ever had a step in a prep room. Mission effect goon, ready to step through and put your bedroom on the web for a red room. It's M-A-double-D, y'all know the rest. You fuck around, I can promise you'll be hoping for death. I cut a Y-shaped decision, I open your chest and just start hacking till I don't even know what's left. I study anatomy and physiology, I perforate your sternum, now you aren't breathing properly.
Am I gonna die?
Well, I mean, yeah, probably. I'm about to turn your body into a dichotomy like... Since I'm off the clown, I cock back in another target down. You can do whatever you want to the cause your crown is coming off with your head and out of both on the ground. Fuck who's popping, I'm the dopest around. Blood by the gotta get soaked with the sound. That's a girl gagging on my dick, choking loud. She really knows what she's doing, man, I hope that you're proud. What you think I care? This is the underground, bitch. Why you think I'm there? You got another thing coming. If you think I'm scared, just throw the wrong loud and in a blink I'm there. You're about to get a dose of madness. Flow is savage, overgoing acid. Known attraction to be a ghost and magic. Throwing an open flame into an open casket. Fuck around and find out. I spit rhymes and looking like a zombie climbed out. I'm trying to dine on psilocybin, try it out. Got an entire universe inside of my mouth. Listen as I try to break it down. When I'm on stage, the crowd, it can shake the ground. I've never been the kind of guy that had to fake the crown. You wanna be in magazines, I wanna chamber rounds and then shooter in a snapback, Eric and Dylan and they can rap, get ass back. The New York dude, it should've been in a whack pack. I've already come way too far to backtrack. Straight break a bitch's back like a rat trap. If it's beef, I'm down to roll like clap trap. Cut him into pieces and then cover him into red rap and disappear him into the dark. It's like a flat ass. Yeah, bow with it. Get a knife to the throat and smile with it. Keep sticking and poking for an entire minute and take a Polaroid picture of the crime I committed. Yeah, my mind is savage. Always on thoughts are causing violent damage. How to best describe my track? Well, just try to imagine what would happen if you died on acid.
Prepare for battle.
Great, made for you and your girl, bitch.
What the fuck do you know about us?
You don't know shit, cause you're about to get fucked up. Keep talking shit, keep talking shit, keep being weird, cause you're never ever gonna change your way. What the fuck do you know about me? You know absolutely nothing. Keep talking shit, keep talking dick, keep being this with an X blade buried in the back of your head.
Watch it, take it, shit, I'm strapping up my chainsaw. I'm coming, busting through your flimsy wooden doors, ready for war. Different people battle since the last time I got rattled from the haters of the integrated crime of this time. It's just 1985, I wasn't even serious. You better you lie, I thought this on my serious. Leaving broken and delirious. You ain't fooling me, so who the hell believes this? Survive a knife in your bird shit. You're elevated, so that's a tall grip. Check out the mainstream, but your bitch is always mid. And your doorbell goes tingling before you open the door completely. We get a break to your teeth, getting sick. Waiting with a whole bag of deadly treats. In the sun, sitting up these bitch traps in the middle of the streets. And I'ma cover you against it with a match, you fired up. Keep your mouth open, so I can see the bloody choking up.
What the fuck do you know about us? You don't know shit, cause you're about to get fucked up. Keep talking shit, keep talking dick, keep being here, cause you're never ever gonna change your way. What the fuck do you know about me? You know absolutely nothing. Keep talking shit, keep talking dick, keep being here, with an axe blade buried in the back of your head.
All right, up next, my boys from SKR, not from SKR, Wicked Attempt, my bad. This is Rotten Mouth, Sinister, in our way from Australia, Kid Crusher, Clean Cuts, and Dead Sluts.
We are the true fucking sound of horror core. Holy Ghost is offensive, yes, I know, but I really don't care. I'm a sinner, this is true, and I don't need your fucking prayers. I'm in California, and I'm teamed with the Jersey Devil, and we can't crush them, and you know we on another level. We're that hardcore shit, steadily making them head sound, keeping them bloody and wicked, yeah. Always up in the underground, fuck the mainstream, and all them motherfucking shady hoes. Keep it down low, bumping with your damn radio. And in my mind, I'm just a shit motherfucker. Kidnap your daughter, then I torture and chop her into little pieces, then I throw on the grill. So count serial killer slaughter for the thrill. So skip up your mind and shut the fuck up. And we welcome y'all to the Clean Jersey Death Plot.
And we're back. Let's go down and get a...
Not a fucking thing.
Yeah. Fucking Fortnite saying 4 hours and 27 minutes because it's just like a start.
You give all hype to a video game and for their event, and then come the day of the event, it's not ready.
Right?
That's like some shit Blizzard would do.
Yeah, and it's not even Blizzard doing it.
Except Blizzard, they're always on time when it comes to their events that they announce.
Yeah, and then their events stay longer than we want them to do, like, you know.
Oh my God, they go on forever. It's like, all right, dude, we got this about your skin like 3 weeks ago. Let's move on.
Yeah, seriously.
Plus, it's just fucking Symmetra. And then the event ends, and now there's still nothing but deathmatch.
Yeah, for real.
And then you can't even play Fortnite, like, at all.
I mean, at least give us the option to play while we're waiting for the fucking season to start.
Right? Go ahead and do all your updates and shit. Just, what the fuck? It's just a fucking loading screen that you just keep changing the times on.
Yeah.
Like, somebody was broadcasting this at one time, you click another one, this is another time, then you load it up yourself, and it's like 6 hours still. Like, how the hell is it 6 hours? It was 6 hours, 6 hours ago.
Yeah. Fucking, my homegirl Freya was, Like, upload her shit up, and it said 5 hours for her.
It's insane. And they're definitely not going to release the damn event at fucking midnight, so obviously it's going to be tomorrow or something.
And, Molly said the same thing that you said.
What?
Because, you know, me and her talking about how, like, the bronchitis shit, and she goes, She doesn't even know how she got sick. She barely ever leaves the house.
That's what I'm saying. She won't go anywhere. How the fuck she get bronchitis?
I have no clue.
Unless she can get bronchitis from sucking dick, I don't know how she got it.
I mean, unless her fiance got it, and, you know, and brought it home with him.
Well, because... is he sick though?
I don't know, because doesn't he work?
Yeah.
So which means he could probably bring it home with him.
No, that's just like attacks your voice, right? Your throat and shit.
Yeah, throat, lungs.
Maybe it ain't even that. Maybe it's COVID.
Well, bronchitis could actually lead, well, now, the bronchitis could actually lead up to fucking COVID.
maybe she has that. She doesn't have bronchitis. You know, everybody else has this shit when they say they're sick.
Yeah. Well, I was like, does the fiance have it?
Somebody posted this video of this chick that went to go get tested. And they started shoving that thing in her nose. She started fucking screaming. Just screaming and screaming and screaming. Like, what the fuck? Does it hurt that bad?
Not that it really hurts. It's like they get to sneeze and shit.
Like, I've seen all these people posting videos of them getting it done. None of them fucking started screaming like that. Screaming like she fucking getting murdered.
Maybe she is.
But, or like somebody penetrated her and like she couldn't handle it. I mean, at least that's understandable, but somebody like shoving a little thing up your nose, I mean, I'm sure it's very uncomfortable. I mean, I've never had anything shoved up my nose, but I don't think it's like that, though.
Nah, it's definitely like that. I've had it done 3 times already.
Say 3 fucking times. He ain't fucking screaming.
And the sad thing is, every time you go for a fucking, doctor sets you up for like a fucking procedure or whatever, no matter what kind of procedure it is, you have to get that shit done over and over again.
Jesus. Well, Dolly Parton's thrown out her money, so she got a cure coming.
Well, tell her to throw some of that money our way.
They got the first shipment on planes now coming this way. Or wherever it's going first.
Probably going to China first.
Man, fuck China, man. Them bastards started this shit. Let them die.
So, yeah, it's the rice and beans if he's going to show up. All he did was read the message and then left.
I think he got offended when I called him Porky Pig, so I don't think he's coming back.
Well, show ends. The show ends fully next week, anyways.
Man, he hasn't been here for like 4 days now, anyway. So, like, what the fuck?
That's what I was saying. I mean, we ain't gonna have nobody fucking tuned in.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you're paying for it. You may as well sit here on the telephone for an hour.
Yeah, that's true. You see that, man? Even after all these years, I'm still fucking showing respect to the ones who gave me my start.
Who's that?
Wicked Intent Records and Wicked Intent Radio.
Do they still exist?
Nope.
Look at that. You still exist, though. They don't.
Actually, I think Wicked Intent Records does still exist to some point. I think Dark Preacher's running it now. But Wicked Intent Radio does not exist anymore.
Well, obviously that doesn't exist anymore.
But nonetheless, I'm playing trash by anybody artists that they used to have up on there, like Sinister, he used to run the shit, Skinny Sick, Rotten Mouth, Faceless.
But I bet you there's one song that you haven't played today.
And that is
The First of the Month by Bone Thugs. I bet you didn't play that song.
Nope, I don't have it on the soundboard.
Because it is December 1st there, man. What are you doing?
Let me grab it. But I did upload some new fucking... Well, the second release off of Mad Max's new album that's coming out. That's pretty dope.
So do you know that M&E signed a new artist?
No.
Yeah, apparently they got a new artist now. Just randomly. And everybody's like, who the fuck is that? I've never heard of him.
Did you know that Brock Lesnar has a 20-month ban from joining any other company?
So does that mean he actually has to come to work now?
No, that means like he can't travel. He can't go to fucking UFC. He can't go to AEW.
That's what I said. So does that mean he actually has to come to work now?
Man, he doesn't even work for the WWE anymore.
Well, what the fuck? What does he do then?
He ain't doing shit now.
And he filming some movie or some shit?
They probably have him banned from doing that too.
What the fuck? So you see that match with Elias and Jeff Hardy? And how he smacked his head off the fucking steps?
Yep.
I think he really did injure himself, though.
Yeah, concussion probably.
Because there was an update about it or something. Yeah, probably something like that. That dude smacked his fucking head. Like, what the fuck?
Well, it is Jeff Hardy after all. I'll be surprised.
Like, Elias is perfectly fine after getting electrocuted, quote, quote. But then Jeff Hardy goes and smacks his fucking head off the steps.
Yeah.
Shit. So he's injured. Strowman's injured. Even though Strowman's pretty much fed up with the company, you know, just like everybody else. Like, literally, man, he's been carrying this company for, like, literally a couple years, man, you know, with all this crazy shit he's been doing. You know, he's like a Ryback, you know. Did all that shit, the powerful guy and shit for a while. Give him title shot after title shot, but never let him win.
Right.
And then eventually that person gets fed up and they're just gone.
I think they're just trying to fucking get fucking Elias to fucking quit, though.
Why would he quit?
Man, because of the fact they just keep burying him and burying him.
Not burying him. They gave him a fucking CD.
Yeah, but match-wise and shit like that, like, as...
He did the hardcore match, man. You know, he's had a couple of those.
And how many has he won?
I don't know. Did he win any of them?
I don't think he won any of them.
Oh.
Except like he had one that was against fucking Braun Strowman.
Was that him against Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was. Yeah, he lost that one.
He's been in three. Molly said no one else in her house except for her is sick.
Interesting.
I'm not saying, are you sure it's not COVID?
All right. Might want to go get tested, Molly.
There we go, fucking. Bruce Prichard talked about the 20-month ban WWE had placed on Brock Lesnar working for another wrestling company after his release in 2004. What the fuck? Yeah, 2004.
2004? It's kind of funny because we were just talking about that guy from 2004 on Jeopardy.
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
And now here we are talking about how Brock Lesnar was banned back in 2004.
Right.
So that news doesn't matter now.
No, no, it does not.
Because last I heard now, here in 2020, he was filming some movie or some shit. Got like a beard and shit going on.
So, were you surprised that fucking Mia was not going to win that match on Raw?
I really thought she was going to win. I mean, they made the other guy win. Dana Brooke came out and she slapped him. I was like, well, why the fuck she do that? I said, oh.
Like, that was Mia Yim that attacked her, not him.
Yeah, Hannibal Yim, yeah. She's just out here basking in the glory. Since she with Keith Lee and shit.
Molly goes, yeah, she sure, it's no fever, just a nasty cough, and her chest hurts, and she's hacking up yellow crap.
And she has
yellow
crap.
Crap. Well,
yeah,
if she's lying, then that's pretty fucked up, Molly. You know, you better be sick. I need a doctor's note.
Yeah. See, I don't want to exit out of fucking Fortnite just to come back to it being fucking resetting something.
Why? I exited out a couple more times. It's still at the same fucking space. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but when I exited out the first time around, it was like 6 hours, and then when I came back into it, it was like a 7 hours.
Well, it's not like it's updating or anything. You don't have to wait for it. You just come back when it works.
Is there anything on fucking Overwatch tonight? Like,
yeah, Deathmatch.
No. Fuck Deathmatch.
Deathmatch and Deathmatch and Deathmatch and competitive torrents. Yeah. I don't know if they're advertising for the Mandalorian on Fortnite, though. That shit better come with Baby Yoda, man. That's all I'm saying.
Right? And fucking, we better get fucking Stormtroopers and shit like that, too.
Well, that already happened, like, a long-ass time ago. For, like, a Star Wars event or something.
Yeah, but then they took it away.
Yeah, we weren't interested in Fortnite at that time. Because like I said, they had lightsabers and shit. They had Rey, possibly Finn too.
So, we'll see what happens.
So it's time to wake up.
Kinda. Not really.
Is it the first of the month yet?
Yeah, it's first of the month.
Well, let's go. It's here.
There we go.
Wake up, get 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 up, get
niggas a wonderful day. And I was back with my wife, the first of the month. And now they're smoking, joking, rolling, buzzing, sipping on 40 ounces again. Dumb, dumb, we get to the front row. They buzzing all night, we ride. They like to wear, I give up my partner, they give me some chase, though. Double up for the sweat you need. We get to get P.O.D. Green money, green lean. Give it up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause the poor poor feet when they roll so low. Break if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bank roll. Yeah. We're having a celebration, better to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. From the grape to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got to go, oh. You know it's the first of the month that my jewels we dug for real.
Teed wake up more.
Ooh.
So what the fuck are we gonna play tonight since we can't play Fortnite?
Overwatch, I suppose.
I guess. That's in computer mode.
Back to computer mode. I mean, all there is quick play, I say.
And even that gets fucking retarded. Let's ask the wizard what she wants to do.
I smacked her with a broom, so maybe she'll wake up. And catch me in her room and Mary's room. I'm beat them with a broom till they wake up.
Mary just might enjoy it too much, and Lauren might just be too fat to feel it.
Might be. Oh my god. She'd probably be too dead to sleep to fucking feel it. And then the mother, man, she's been in like a coma for like a couple months now.
Right.
Pops up to say happy Thanksgiving, and then that's it.
Fucking Mary's the same way. Popped up, says happy Thanksgiving to me.
Well, that's because we haven't talked to her in a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, because nobody wants to talk to her. Wants to act like a fucking little kid.
Well, we switch games, and, well, she switched games, too.
Well, let's see if she wants to play Overwatch with us tonight.
I'm right here.
Lauren ain't got no fun sense of humor. I hate it. You did what?
Like she's just retarded. That's why.
Like, why can't she have a good time? Why can't she joke around?
I don't know, but the wizard is responding.
She'll never respond to me with my pictures or anything. Hell, she barely even responded to that video that I sent to everybody. That video was fucking hilarious.
She goes, ew. I asked her, quick player computer mode. She's like, ew.
Live or die. I'm still heated every time we get into a fucking fight in some shooting game. I take care of my end, but then she never takes care of her end.
At least in Overwatch, she can't go chopping things down.
At least in Overwatch, I have a torrent. So, like, I got my own backup. Tell him fucking hack that is. But my God, man. I'm still heated about that fight, man. Knocked down two people. And then that person was able to build a fucking house, get their two friends up, before she got out of that fucking building and started shooting. Like, what the fuck? Who gives a shit about how much wood you have right now?
Like, start shooting people. Then go back to chopping down.
Dude, that's how this show's gonna end. Right at midnight. Nobody cares about how much wood you have. That's where it would cut off, you know, the show ended.
Basically.
Wait, what?
Yeah, basically, because it's 12:01.
Yeah, so show's over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody that would happen to listen to that, that's the last thing they would hear.
Let's see, she's typing. Let's see what she says. She goes, yeah, it'll be up until tomorrow.
Excuse me?
The countdown.
See? She even knows about the countdown. She knows when it's going to disappear. Oh, my God. I sent her screenshots of us in I sent it to you two, of us in Fortnite. And her name is, yeah, I know. I wonder if she'll notice.
Probably not.
All I'm saying is that when this comes back, and if all that fucking Battle Pass shit is gone that I didn't get, then I am definitely never buying a fucking Battle Pass again.
Man, I didn't even bother buying the Battle Pass as well. I ran out of money.
What I'm saying, it was only $19.99, and then it would take you up 25 levels. So why the fuck not?
So if I buy that shit, I'd be at fucking level 100, or close to it.
Yeah. And then I bought more things or whatever, and then I find anything else I wanted. So I just bought, like, 6 more levels so I can get up to 100. So, I mean, there's only, like, the Doom emote that I didn't get, and then, like, the Logan skin, and then the Storm skin, and then, like, whatever came out after that.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. So it's not too much that I didn't get.
Maybe we should try competitive No Limits.
Oh my goodness. You trying to make a rage montage or something? Let's go play it, and we'll all play Roadhog.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we'll all die to some Metro lasers.
That's the only thing that can kill a Roadhog.
Well, then Reaper.
Well, yeah.
And then, of course, Widowmaker.
No. Whenever we should make a shot, yes.
Probably one shot to Roadhog now.
As he said.
I mean, she one shot to Winston.
That's just sad.
Right. I saw somebody do it. He's like, did I just one shot you? He's like, yeah. Like, that's insane. And then,
like, they're making people that don't need to be overpowered.
Right. Too much fucking snow and ice going on outside. Pick up Devil May Cry tomorrow.
It's not even snowing here yet.
Like, Maya was just telling me about her street was a... Hey, look, Fortnite's being updated right now.
Is it really?
It just said it was added to the download. Did you already download something from this?
No, now it's downloading.
Oh, I thought you already did it. So, yeah, it's new then.
Does that mean we get to play Fortnite?
In 7 minutes, we'll find out. If you don't give me Baby Yoda, I'm going to be very disappointed. Dude, is that Chewbacca? What the hell is that? Did they ever give us a Chewbacca skin in this game?
I don't think so.
You know, I didn't even really give a shit about the Marvel shit. But, like, I still got it. But, yeah, it's updating right now. Maybe we're good to go.
I'm hoping. Oh, my phone just popped online.
Who popped online?
The wizard.
It was just some fool wants a fuck off shirt. I was thinking, was that ABK? The stick to the road, whatever the fuck he says, okay. Damn, Shaggy is the wizard. You know, I never did get to see that whole performance of when they did that at the gathering. And then they put it out on a DVD, but, you know, I don't, never got that either. I mean, it's on YouTube. I don't really want to watch it on YouTube, though.
Yeah, probably.
No, it is. It's there. I just don't want to watch it on YouTube. Because that's, like, dope as fuck. Like, that would have been the year that I should have went to the gathering. Fucking Wizard of Hood is the shit.
Yeah, it is.
And then that gets funny as hell because, like, you listen to that CD so much back in high school, and then, like, this dude that I was in class with, like, he would sing it to me and shit. Started screaming like a cheerleader about to get raped. So I wonder which one of my PS4 controllers I could use to trade in my PS4. Because I don't have the original black one anymore.
Well, do they work?
I got the brand new one. I don't really want to do that. Like, they won't give me shit for that. Like, maybe the other one that's been there for a longer than time. I mean, it kind of works. All I need is it to pass their little test when they plug it in.
See?
And they'll take it. I sold them a fucked up controller before. I knew damn well it didn't work. I sent it on it. Then they tried it out. They tested it on it. They said it worked. They take it. All right, fucking take it, man.
There you go.
And also, I found a pawn shop, too. This is off subject because I was talking. We were talking to Molly about a pawn shop or some shit. I don't know where a pawn shop was. But then just the other day, I was driving by, and there was a pawn shop in this place. I was like, oh, there's one. Well, now I know where one is.
You should go in there and see if you could find Molly's fucking PS4.
Yeah, y'all got that Molly's PS4 in here?
That way you can buy it, and then that way you can sell two PS4s.
Who the fuck is Molly? Some dumb bitch down where she live at? Arizona.
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
But that would be funny. Like if you bought a second fucking PS4 from there, and you sold two of them to fucking GameStop.
No, fuck that. That wouldn't even be worth it.
Well, you sell one of the GameStop, and that way you keep the other one.
How much do you think the pawn shop would give me if I did that?
I don't know.
More or less than $100.
Probably more. It's a pawn shop.
The best I could do is 50.
I mean, either way, I mean, you take that money and fucking push for some new games for the PS5.
There's, like, really no games for the PS5 I want to play right now. The only ones I rebought were the ones I had on PS4. Mortal Kombat and Devil May Cry 5.
Which, although you probably could have just updated it in the PS5.
Yeah, but this time I could play Virgil and shit now. And updated graphics and shit. And whatever else.
Yeah, true.
It's a really good game. Except there's this one part in the game that I can't ever fucking do, like beat Virgil. I was like, son of a bitch, not going to do that again. Oh, shit, 2 seconds.
Yours is 2 seconds. Mine is taking forever.
It's installing. There it is. It's updated. Let's load it up.
I have 23 minutes to my upload it or update it.
I think it's a lot. Oh, my God, dude. I think they got Baby Yoda. Oh, snap. And they got McCree, apparently. Looking like some pancakes. Oh, snap. The wizard was wrong. Server's not responding. It should better fucking respond.
Yeah, okay. I'll see what happens if I close out a fucking Overwatch. Would it move faster?
Probably.
But they apparently closed out of Overwatch 20, so no, I ain't got to worry about that.
This shit was said it was loading, now it says the server's not responding. Son of a bitch. Please be patient. I'm not patient. I'm turning it off and turning it back on.
Well, you do that. I'm going to take a piss. And I'll meet you on a watch. Or Fortnite, one of them two.
All right, goodbye.